My name is Oluwati Shagufumi Adebowale Adebeson. I still remain your host of the Tongue of the Learning. I'm privileged to be the coordinator of the Vatican's Kingdom. So quickly, I want to share something Holy Spirit impressed on my heart in some recent time. You know, I was actually meditating about God is a spirit. So I come to realization that if God is a spirit, that means he's an unseen being. And for you to have an interaction with an unseen being, there's some certain spiritual protocols you must understand for you to relate with such spirit. So if you look at that scripture in John 4, verse 24. So when he said God is the spirit and those that must worship him. So that scripture talked about the identity of God as a spiritual entity. And it also talked about the status and the identity of those who must relate with that spiritual entity. So many of us, we have taken God so lightly that we feel that he's just a human being. No, he's a spirit being. So imagine a priest who go to shrine every day. He knows the deities he wants to relate with. So he knows the spirit, he knows the protocols from number 1 to 2 to 3, what he has to do. He has to put the kind of particular uniform. He has to put the kind of particular expression. So many a time, we take God for granted. So God is a spirit entity. So he said, those who must worship him. So the identity, the word would, they signify those. It signifies our status, the status you must put on for you to relate with him. And what you must focus, those who worship him in spirit and in truth. Bro, God is a spirit. Stop relating with God as human being. And you cannot relate with God as human being. You can cry, you can do anything, as long your spiritual identity is not interwoven with the identity of the spirit, then you will miss it. See, there are two types of spirit. One, the one you can see and the one you cannot see. I know you'll be wondering, what are the spirits you can see? You and I are the part of the spirit where they can see. The only difference is our habitation. So the habitation where the bigger spirit, the chief spirit, the supremacy of God has created us is the habitation of the heart. So you and I have the physical body to dwell on this heart, but inside us we are still spirits. So meanwhile, no other spirit that is unseen that will have the right to come to this part of this habitation for them to manifest. But for us to transcend into the spirit realm, there are protocols. You understand? There are protocols, and these protocols is what you must observe for us to relate with God. It's not just going to church. It's not just jumping up and not knowing what you're doing. The essence of Christ is to transform us from the flesh into the spirit. So that was why Christ came and he metamorphosed from the flesh into the spirit. So the Bible says that the first Adam was a living soul, but the second is a life-giving spirit. So he gave us life that we might be in the same identity with him. So this is what I wanted to meditate on you today. When you have this understanding that you are having a transaction with spirit, because it takes the spirit, it takes the realm of the spirit is superior to the realms of the physical realm. So everything that happened in this realm is being coordinated from the spirit realm. So for you to dwell successfully and to develop a relationship with that spirit being in there, you must at first have developed a relationship. You must transform into the spirit. That is why Christ has came. That is why Christ has come, to make you to be in the spirit. The Bible says, those who are born of the flesh are of the flesh, but those who are born of the spirit are of the spirit. So when you are born of the spirit, you now have the opportunity to relate with the God, the spirit. You now have the opportunity to worship him. You now have the opportunity to understand what truth is. What is the truth that the Bible is talking about here? It's talking about the realities of your life, the realities of your existence, the reality of what God has kept to you. The Bible calls it the mystery of godliness, which God has hidden about your life. So when you come into that fellowship with the Holy Spirit, the superior being, you will have that understanding of that truth. Then you cannot have that understanding of that truth without knowing who is truth. That truth is Jesus. That truth is Jesus Christ. It's Yeshua HaMashiach. Is the one God has given the right, that without him, he's the only door. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Without him, no one can understand the truth that God has kept for your life. They are in the custody of that truth. So there are two dimensions to truth: the what dimension and the who dimension. The what dimension is what gives you the understanding of the realities of God about you. But the who dimension is what gives you the opportunity to relate with the way and the door into the realm that will give you the reality of God. So that is why I brought that understanding to you today, and I believe you've been blessed. Stay tuned as we will continue to have more of this understanding being shared on this program. Thank you very much. I still remain your host of the Tongue of the Learned, and still remain teacher Gufumi Adebowale Adebeson. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.